This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably.
I've seen comics come and go, and I've been doing this 11 and a half years, and the biggest thing is consistency. The biggest thing is just doing it a lot over an extended period of time. And how long that period of time is, who knows? I've had friends who got on late night within 2 years of starting comedy. I have friends 30 years into the game who have never been on TV, you know, or done their own album or whatever. Like, it runs the gamut of whatever you want to achieve in this, but it starts with consistency. What is goody, Hot Breathiverse? Welcome back to Hot Breath, the show where you learn comedy from the pros. I am your host, comedian Joel Byers, and we at Hot Breath are on a mission to cultivate the next generation of great comics. And we do that through this podcast, through our YouTube channel, and even more through our comedian incubator group called Hot Breath Pro. Every single month, we do a $100 joke contest where members are challenged to write a brand new 90-second set in just 7 days. The winner gets $100 and an interview on Hot Breath Podcast. So if that's something you're interested in that you think would level up your own comedy, you want to write new material, this contest is the easiest and quickest way to do that. Go into the description of this video and join us over on Hot Breath Pro. But now you are joining us with the August champ, Mr. Jack Allen. Here is his winning set and here's his winning interview.
I loved days at the beach with my nephews. The higher they built their sandcastles, the lovelier they were to kick. Oh, hey, don't cry. They're sand. Besides, you wouldn't want to pay the mortgage on a real castle. Trust me. You know, my grandmother had to go into a wheelchair during the last few years of her life. Taking her out in the summer was so difficult. People stared, and she was an easy target for my water balloons. You know, my grandmother can't even afford to put her heating on in the winter. Her house is so cold. No grandson should ever have to see her grandmother's nipples. I always remember my dad's summer proposal. He waited until he was on a beautiful beach. He got down on one knee and he said, "You can wear my Speedos if you like, son." "No, Dad." "Oh, God." You know, when the ice cream van comes around, my very elderly neighbour always gives me money to get her an ice cream. Ah. Ice cream always tastes better when it's bought for you by the vulnerable.
Yeah. Give it up, Jack Allen. The champ is here. What's goody, Jack?
Hey!
How goes it?
Can you hear me all right, Joel?
I can hear you. You sound great, my friend.
Oh, I'm buzzing.
You're buzzing?
I'm absolutely buzzing. Yeah. Oh, this is awesome.
You feel like a celebrity?
I feel like, yeah, I've done this competition for ages now. Every time, like, maybe this might be the one. It's like, how much more fucked up stuff can I think of to try and get into this final? Just keep going to grandma.
Keep going to grandma's nipples. People really seem to like the grandma's nipples.
I think grandma brought it home. Grandma might have brought it home.
All that childhood trauma's paying off, Jack. Good for you.
Oh, it's awesome.
Are you drinking?
I'm so happy, honestly. Yeah, I'm drinking now.
It's a celebration?
Yeah, definitely drinking now. It's Super Sunday now.
What time is it there?
It's now 20 to 4. Yeah.
20 to 4?
In the afternoon.
Who says 20 to 4? Well, don't you mean 3:40?
20
to 4.
3:39. Yeah.
Sorry, I won't be a dumb American. I'm like, it's like we call football soccer. We're the only people. We're like, yeah. Who calls soccer football? What do you mean, metric system?
Where you throw the ball.
Like, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Hands. No feet involved. Yeah. Nice. Well, congrats cool. on the set.
Thanks,
people yeah. loving the British accent as well.
it's countryside, so I haven't quite got the Hugh Grant. Apologies.
So how did it come to be here, Jack? So you said you've been in this contest, you've done it several times now. So like, what did you do something different this time, or was it consistency? What's the secret sauce here to winning?
I tried to stay consistent. Really, I tried to stay consistent. Usually when it gets announced, I like try and get the I do the split list thing. Two pages down the middle, and usually obviously it's the emotional theme, so I go you know, when it was like, you know, things are energetic and stuff, I go like everything that's not energetic, everything that's energetic. So similar to what you did, I think you did that, you put a picture up of your how you kind of mapped out yours.
Mm-hmm.
I think I remember seeing that picture, and yeah, so I go everything that's not energetic, everything that's energetic, and there's list it all down. And you kind of got a page for each, see how much stuff I can get. That's at the start of the week, like first day. And then just basically try and grab a few of those and just focus. Just trying to let the mind work, really. I tend to go like, what's the... Well, so you've seen my jokes there a bit. I go like, I sort of take a personal situation. I try to think of what's the worst possible thing I could do to this individual. Or that could happen to this individual, uh-huh. that, you know, yeah, and then write it down. And if it's too, like, no, that's too much, then just, like, dial it back and then keep trying to dial it back until it's, like, you know, suitable for human consumption, I'd say.
Yeah, yeah. Are you nervous, Jack? Are you nervous? I feel like you're...
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like you got some yeah. nerves going on. You're a wily old vet now, man. You got this.
A wily old vet. Oh, I don't know. I only got my first mic next month.
Live?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's gonna be great.
Starting up on the journey. Finally all open up. So yeah, I'm well excited.
Yeah, I remember when you were doing the Type 5 Accelerator that there were no live shows. You guys were like on 100% lockdown, so all you could do was practice via Zoom. So it's good that you're getting back on stage. Awesome.
Yeah, I'm just standing up, you know, I kind of like, I just not used to standing up and doing like comedy. It's always sat down, like, you know, on a bed, like mm-hmm. red wall, like, you know, it's always in this red wall background, or like my Spider-Man curtains or something. Yeah.
Oh, well, Olga said you look good. She said so damn good looking too.
Oh, blimey, Olga. These Russians, straight to the point, aren't they? Straight to the point. Is that what foreplay is like in Russian?
I don't know. She liked grandma's Thank nipples, you, so that yeah. must do something nostalgic for her. I don't know.
She had a brow experience once.
But so how did you, like, how did this set come to be that you created? Like, what was kind of, where did you start and how did you start to develop it and tighten it up?
So it was like, I tend to focus on, like, I go along my relatives. I kind of go through my relatives and pick what kind of visualize, like, what annoys me most about them, or what's the frustrating elements of those relatives. And then I can usually find them to match the theme, put the theme in, or it can match the theme quite well. So we go, especially with like, yeah, especially with like my nan. Like, nan is just like gold dust. I feel like it's just a gold mine, because I, like, obviously she's dead now, but like it's probably a good thing, because she'd probably like kill me if she heard these jokes.
So, oh, you think so?
Yeah, I probably think so. Yeah,
hilarious.
No, but yeah, I pick the relative and match it up with the theme, and I kind of think what was the thing that most annoyed me, or.
Mm.
The thing they did that most annoyed me, etc. And so I got like, go from relatives, nephews, nan, you know, I've got my brothers, and then my dad, of course, which, as you know, is like a lot, in my comedy a lot. Yeah, so I go through the relatives, match up with the themes. Yeah, but
gotcha. So even like your dad and the Speedo, it was like the theme of this month was summer. So like the Speedo joke was like, oh, well, Speedo relates to summer. So
yeah, I always remember like you dads give like terrible advice to their children when they're younger. I always remember like, days at the beach is kind of like them, like back then. And he did used to wear a pair of Speedos. Oh. And like, as a child, you're like, oh my fucking God. It's like the worst. It's the worst thing. I'd rather have like, I didn't have a traumatizing childhood, but that basically made up for it. You kind of like, oh no, please no. Luckily this was like pre-Facebook. So like, thankfully, like, you know, those photos don't exist, but there's like, they think their fashion's like a good idea on you.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and then I just remember saying like, I didn't have trunks, or like, my pair of trunks broke, and it was like a normal thing to suggest wear borrowing a pair of your dad's Speedos. Like, what planet are you on? Like, I'll never be able to go out of the house again. Like, I'll never be able to, like, Christ.
Oh, so that's true.
That's true. Yeah, he didn't say it like that. Of course, he didn't like
right.
go down
didn't
like
propose. You know, of course, for comedic effect, you exaggerate. But wow, I didn't even realize that was actually true.
Yeah, I'd say obviously, unfortunately, like, a lot of them are kind of true. A lot of my material is like truly based, and then of course some of the more harsher stuff isn't. I have kicked my nephew's sandcastle a few times, but not it's not a regular thing. It's not a regular thing. No. Yeah, no, I try to go things that are like more truth based, because I think you remember I was writing just trying to think funny, but then not personalize it enough. Mm-hmm. And you said, you know, definitely to try and get more personal with jokes. And that's basically, ever since I've started this competition, that's what I've like, tried to do. And especially with the emotional themes, I know it was a little different this month, but I found like you still inject a lot of emotion in that, because summer obviously brings out the, you know, days at the beach and things like that. There's quite a lot of gold in it. But the emotional theme just triggers personal material, I find.
Oh, okay. So you like the emotional theme better?
I think this one was quite good as a change. Yeah, this one was quite good as a change.
I was experimenting with a non-emotional one that was just a little more generic to kind of open up the feel a little bit, to let people interpret it as they would and inject their own emotion. Mm. So it was an experiment, but, you know, I was interested. A lot of good sets came out of it, you know?
Definitely. I think, like, the summer is, like, quite, it brings, like, loads of emotion anyway. So it's like a strong non-emotional word. It is a good theme, but yeah, I find just that it's generating loads of personal material. Like
yeah, that's
this,
the goal.
This competition, I think I've used a large amount of these jokes I've put into like sets that I've kind of I want to actually like do on stage.
Oh, I love it. That's the whole goal, man. For just to help comics, you know, write new material faster. So I'm excited to hear it's working.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's awesome. Like, I can't wait to try it. I can't wait to try some of these. Like, I've got like a lot of stuff in this competition, I must admit. And it's also the accountability. Like, it with the 1 week, it's like it's tight. If you have like something happens on a day and you can't sort of focus on one day, and you're kind of like 7 days, it goes down to the wire sometimes. It's definitely down to the wire. Mm-hmm. Definitely, like, you got it on the book. You're like, oh, I think it was five past three. So I think it was 5 past the deadline almost. Like, I actually submit mine this time. So I was like reading from the book, trying to memorize it quickly. Like, yeah. But I was trying to do like the usual, like, facial expressions. Like,
yeah. That's something you're so great at, Jack. And that was something, it's been so cool to see you since you like starting in the Hot Breath-iverse, you know, to where you are now, your act outs and your facial expressions, like how would you, because at first, I remember even like day one of like the Tide 5 Accelerator, you're very deadpan and you started to come out of your shell more and more. So for someone who is a little more like deadpan, isn't really delivering with as much personality, how were you able to break out of your comfort zone a little bit and start incorporating those act outs and facial expressions?
I think there was a hint of that I could do some like fairly good ones in one of the Type 5 sets, mm-hmm. I think. And then just like being called out on it, almost like what you did there, that worked. And just probably like, oh, okay. Well, I didn't really think that was, that facial expression. I didn't really, everyone's got facial expressions, but like, if it's someone just calling out and go, yeah, try more of that. And then just throwing myself into it a bit more, because there is the temptation to kind of you do your joke, but you're not ram it home, I think what did Yoshi say, like, tell it like it's the best fucking joke that's ever existed, basically. So I try and tell every joke like it's the best joke you've ever heard, even though they're not, but just like, yeah, this is the best thing you're ever gonna hear, and then just try and tell it like that, basically, even if it bombs, just like, yeah, just try and go hard on it, basically, and then try and like throw myself into the jokes a lot more now. Yeah.
So it's been like an incremental build. It's like you started a little bit here and there, but the more you did it, the more comfortable you got with it, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. And it's just like definitely the practice as well. It's almost because you can't see yourself really. If you're focusing, say, on like, especially on like Zoom, I was like either focusing on, if I had memorized it, my phone a little bit, and then of course like everyone's faces, because you want to see people's facial expressions, what they're doing, and so you don't know your facial expressions that well. You kind of like, I don't know how, like, unless I've got a mirror, I don't know how like that looks, or like, you know, one thing looks, and so you can kind of only go on 50% with the facial expression unless you look at yourself back or look at yourself in the mirror. And that's what I was finding. I was like doing a bit of practice in the mirror, obviously without a live audience, yeah, trying to do a bit in the mirror, and just my phone is just clogged with like so many videos, like obviously people would think I'm such like a massive sociopath, they just went through my phone. It's just me in the mirror going like, oh, you know, nan's nipples, or like with like facial expressions. It's just, that's the content on my phone now. It used to be like in quite an eloquent gallery, but now it's just like, now after like starting comedy, it's just jam packed. Like people think like I must be like a massive, either sociopath or a narcissist, like going through my phone. It's just like videos of myself in the mirror.
I love that. I love pre-comedy and post-comedy. It's like, it was an eloquent gallery, and now I'm just like, nan's nipples. Post, pre and post Hot Breath. That's going to be the transformation. Nan's nipples.
This is what you could be, arrested. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, dude. I mean, you killed it, dude. Like, honestly, it's been so cool to see you just grow and finding your comedic voice, man. It's been a lot of fun to be on this journey with you.
Oh, definitely. It's been awesome. I've loved it. I've absolutely loved it. I think I've definitely, because I started off writing just fiction. I started off just writing fiction, and I quite liked like the humor side of putting into fiction, like through different characters.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started like writing these tweets on Twitter, just with there's these writing games, these writing prompts with a certain hashtag. And it's like a very short story, 365 days of the year. And you do like a tweet size story every day using the theme. So, and it's like kind of like, so it's on Twitter. It's like loads of people participate in it. And I put like a few comedic things on there, a few of the comedic tweets. and like people really started to like them. And it was doing like, you know, combining sort of older style, say classic fairy tales with modern day themes. So it'd be like, you know, something like sort of Cinderella getting a parking ticket or something like that, or getting arrested for being drunk and disorderly, or like, you know, Snow White struggling to pay her mortgage payments, or something weird like this, you know. Yeah, they were like Darth Vader and like family therapy or something like that. And it would be these sort of things and these tweets. And then they started like get quite a few likes. And so I started like, oh, maybe I could like write a joke. So like started writing some jokes, liked it. And then I saw the advert for the, I saw your interview with the joke doctor.
Yeah.
Main man, the joke doctor, yeah.
Yeah.
With Jerry, yeah. That was the first one. That was like, because he said about like comedy was like, it's almost like it was guarded. It was like, you almost like had the gatekeepers up and just like, this is for comedians only. And it's kind of like, and it is a bit like there was a door there and you kind of have, yeah, it was kind of like, you know, this is the comedian section. This is the other society section basically. And like, and Jerry Corley is like, you know, you can teach, you know, you teach joke structure and all that sort of things. Like, you can teach it. And he said, this bullshit, you can teach it.
Mm.
And yeah, that chat, I was like, right, okay. That was it. Definitely. Wow. Yeah. Then I went straight to the stage fright mic that Jacob runs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I basically was like, you know, having a heart attack. So.
And look, now you're a champ. You went from tweets to having a heart attack to now you're a hot breath champ, my friend. Yeah, you did it. Yeah,
I'm buzzing. Yeah, I'm so happy, honestly.
Good.
It's made my week. It's made my month. Yeah.
That's what's up. Buzzing. Where is your show at?
It's in Bristol. In Bristol, in the city. It's about 45 minutes, 50 minutes drive. It's on Bristol Comedy Loft. And I sent them, because I don't have a clip. I don't have a clip of myself, because a lot of these shows, there's not many open mics. And it's just like, I think I mentioned to you, it's like new material nights. And they do let new acts on as well, new material. So I'm almost got to go into like the Lion's Den straight away. It's because those are comics, fairly established, doing new, trying new material. And then they try and put like some local comics on. And so I just sent a picture, I sent a video, that one I sent to you of just me in my living room just doing my type five.
Yeah.
That's what I sent to, like, you know, sent out. Yeah, and I'm on two of them, one in September, one in October. But once I've got a clip, I'm hoping, you know, I can then send that out and pump that out and try and, like, yeah, because I just need a clip of me doing a mic, really. And I just need to do it. It's just been a long wait.
What's the date?
28th of September.
September 28th. Ah, so the last Tuesday of the month. So good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyone in the Bristol area or whatever, we and not Bristol, Tennessee. I just want anyone in the South to know. That's not Bristol, Tennessee.
Yeah, I'm getting the long haul. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, definitely hopefully people hear this and maybe in your area can like maybe come to the show, or maybe they're on the show with you. You know, if anyone is hearing this, definitely reach out to Jack. Is Twitter the best way to connect with you?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook, of course, but that's like a combination of like all my past discretions and mistakes, where I haven't deleted any of my stupid old statuses that I probably get. Yeah. So I'm like, maybe Facebook's maybe on the personal element. I haven't got Instagram, so, and I'm, because I've resisted it, because like, I think, remember you saying like you've got a bit about kids, parents using their kids for content. I just feel like Instagram is just, it's so, it's just, it's full of like so much trash. I think like just like food and just and kids, but I feel like I need to get on Instagram in order to just to have something, some place for people to go if they do like me, you know.
Yeah, Yeah, I mean, it's social media is that thing that's like, what's most intuitive to you, you know? So if like, if you get the most out of Twitter, lean into Twitter for a while and build momentum there, you know? It's like a lot, there's so many platforms, a lot of times like, well, we got to post everywhere all the time, and then you end up not posting at all because you just have this like decision fatigue or burnout. So it's like getting really good at one platform and then expanding from there, because even on Instagram, a lot of comics will just post screenshots of their tweets. You know what I mean? So,
Oh, really?
I mean, it's not all food and kids. I don't know what hashtags you follow, but you're looking at Nan's nipples. So I don't know what's what your Instagram is.
It's gone.
It can be used to like showcase your comedic voice as well, because people will find you and want to book you even just based on the content you're sharing. So there is a lot of value in comedians being on social media, but working into it incrementally. We're actually going to have a social media expert come into Hot Breath Pro soon. I booked her for November. We're gonna start these like monthly pro talk series and pro to like bring experts in to like do workshops. So she's gonna do a social media one here soon. But yeah, there's a lot of value for comedians being on social media. But if Twitter's your number one right now, you could go for it. And if you do expand Instagram, you could just post screenshots of your tweets, and it's a way to repurpose content you already have.
And I haven't got an Instagram, so I guess it's from scratch, you know.
Yeah,
there's nothing wrong with that. Scratch, so I guess. I might do that. I'm gonna need somewhere, like, you know, if it goes well, if like anyone ever asks, you know, oh, okay, where can I find you? Oh, yeah, oh, nowhere, you know,
exactly.
It's the man with no name.
It's your business card now. I mean, social media is part of your business card. It's part of your resume. It's part of your press kit, you know? So it's necessary now more than ever. But what is your Twitter, by the way?
Oh, is it Jack_AL94. Yeah.
Jack_AL94.
Yeah.
Good. You made it very easy for people to find you. That's good. That's good that it's very easy to type and understand. A good social media tip is to make everything the same across all platforms. So like everything I have is Joel Byers Comedy. All the Hot Breath stuff is Hot Breath Pod. So because then it's part of branding, you know. So whenever they look up Jack Allen, it's the same across everywhere, you know. So
I need to like do a detox of like, I think, my social media, because I've got like, you know, I think that username is not very like, these are all accounts I created when I was like, 12, you know, and like, I was still like addicted to like the online role player games, like RuneScape and stuff like that. So these like, my name on everything's AliCat4000, like is my email. So I created all my accounts when I was like really young, like 8, and so now I've still got the same email, and my username on there is like AliCat4000, and so I'm like, yeah, I've still got, you know, all your sort of youth stuff is kind of, that's like social media, like all like you like cringeworthy stuff. Maybe the Instagram, the fresh start, maybe.
Maybe time for chapter 2 here, Jack. I mean, you're now a Hot Breath champ here. You've won the $100 joke contest. You're leveling up now. You know, you've got some clout in this game. You got a lot to live up to now, Jack. So it's time. So you're ready.
Yeah. Everyone's been like so nice as well. Everyone's been like, just unbelievably nice. Like, okay, yeah. Like, good. I thought it was going to be, there'd be a lot more sort of, you know, like, I don't know. Just when you go into a new zone, you've always got that kind of imposter syndrome. But everyone's been like super nice, even from like the right 10 and stuff. Everyone's like great. You know, I do like Jones Writer Room on a Monday. Everyone's like great in there. Everyone's like, yeah, it's just been really, really nice and welcoming. Yeah. It's like fantastic. Yeah. So I'm massively thankful to have like found this. So especially during lockdown.
That's the whole goal, man. Being welcoming and positive, you know.
Yeah, 100%. It was definitely a game changer, because I was this close to just not doing it. Now I think back now, I was like, oh my god, I was like so close to just not doing this, and like this is like now like unbelievable passion. Like I love it, and I was so close to just not doing it. But that Jerry Corley interview, yeah, that fucking got me. Yeah, it got me.
Got him hooked.
Yeah.
Speaking of nice, Olga said you're a very hot breath champ. She's oogling over here. Jack, goodness, watch out for your DMs there. I don't know how Olga slides through. But yeah, I'm so glad you didn't. I'm so glad you like didn't quit or like decided not to do it, because like you've got such a unique comedic style versus writing and performing. So it's only just begun for you, my friend. And the goal with the group being so supportive is that as people do get out on the comedy grind and realize, oh, there's highs and lows of this, or people in my scene may not be as supportive, or like this show went really well and then this show didn't, or like just so many different variables in this comedy game, man. Seriously. So it's it's good to have a supportive community that you can tap into when you're feeling both good and bad, you know, to celebrate and commiserate, I guess, with together. So it's important.
But I don't know how you did this before this. I would have never done this without this, and so I don't know how you like did it just in the dirt with the old, like, you know, with other comedians not laughing at your jokes, stood at the back of the room just fucking just like, oh, good one, you know, like
it's a mental illness. It's just something within you I think Joan Rivers said, as comedians, like it's a calling. It's not really an occupation. It's more of just something within you that we just pursue through the good, the bad, and the bombing. You know what I mean? I definitely wish I had more supportive community around me when I started, because it was definitely a lonely journey. But I'm excited for the next generation of these new comics like you coming up and realizing there's a better way to pursue comedy, to where it doesn't have to be. Comedy's hard enough as it is. So if we can take away the variable of everyone being competitive and trying to tear each other down and just lift each other up, then the better comedy will be, you know?
Yeah, 100%. But I don't understand, like, sometimes where even when I've seen it. So I kind of know, because I've gone to like a fair few mics now, just watched. And so I have seen, you know, some things like when people say, they don't understand that they say, if you like try and bring someone up, then like, it's just treating people how like you want to be treated. I don't understand. Say if you're at a mic, I see, why didn't they treat me this way? And they'll go and do the exact opposite when they're doing it with other people. Say like, why is no one doing this and this? And then they'll go and like display the exact opposite behavior as to what they want from others. Even when it's just, you know, staying watching people. I find like, so see, if you've got like double booked mics, that's fair enough. That's just like, you know, you're double booked. But even just like, say you go up and you do your set, and like, I've seen people like, you know, go off straight away. Say if there's not a long commute, and like, if you were moaning, oh, I'm moaning because, say, not many people, why is no one watching me? Why is no one laughing at me? Why, you know, why are these comics not staying to watch me? And then they'll go out the door, like, straight away. They're kind of like, I don't understand that. So I have like seen that, but this in here has been fantastic. It's been fantastic. Like, honestly, it's been brilliant. So, I take my hat off to you, and this is the whole reason I'm here. So, thank you so much.
Woo-wee! So, one more time, Jack. Where can people find you? Where can they connect with you? And tell us what the hashtag on Twitter is—the short story thing. That sounds like something that'd be fun.
Yeah. So basically, the hashtag on Twitter, say it's like a writing prompt, and so the people do, you know, poetry and anything like that. Basically, the hashtag is just VSS365. And every single day, you go on Twitter, there's a theme. I don't do it on weekends, but as today's theme is pocket. That's the word. That's like the word of the day, pocket. And so like you basically have to write a tweet, including that word. Yeah, and then with the hashtag, and it can be anything. And my kind of like my sort of niche on there is like these weird sort of modern day with old style combined weird sort of situations. But yeah, that's what sort of I do on there. That's yeah, it's Jack_Al94. And obviously I'm on Facebook, but that's just like my Facebook at the moment isn't no one knows I'm doing this. So I've been lying about where I'm going. Yeah, I've been lying to my parents. I haven't told anyone about this at all.
Like, sorry, I'm just a heavy drinker. I'm just going out to the bar and getting hammered. I'm not doing comedy, yeah, I swear. Yeah. Just anything better than comedy.
I just don't want, like, I don't want any, like, unnecessary negativity to put me off.
No worries.
Everyone here has been, everyone's been in here has been like, yes, go for it, do it. Mm-hmm. And, like, I just think... In the countryside, like it can be a bit, you know, you kind of with the countryside, you know, you go next door and you basically just ask the next door neighbor to marry you. You have children with them. You have two kids with them. Your standard three bed fixed term mortgage, and then you kind of like you stay in the same house forever, and you just grow up in the countryside, same neighborhood, same sheep, same cows. Then you die. Basically, and that's like the countryside.
Wow, and really it's just summed it up. Well, it was like Little House on the Prairie. Goodness,
great. That's just the countryside. If you kind of don't like break out of, I feel like it can be just very bubbly. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to sort of, you know, that's why I haven't really told anyone yet. So I was just gonna do the first mic and maybe like post a photo on Facebook and then just like then it starts.
Yeah, and we're here for you every step of the way, you know, Jack?
Yeah.
It's exciting. That's
awesome.
Dude.
That's awesome.
I mean, this is so well-deserved. You've been putting in the work so consistently. It was only a matter of time, you know?
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah. It's really appreciated.
So go forth. If you're listening to this right now, go follow Jack on Twitter. Reach out to him. Let him know how awesome this interview was. And if you're in the Bristol area, like, come to his show on September 28th and, like, you know, support this cat. This cat's got the goods, you know. It's just, it's all, I've seen comics come and go, and I've been doing this 11 and a half years, and the biggest thing is consistency. The biggest thing is just doing it a lot over an extended period of time. And how long that period of time is, who knows? I've had friends who got on late night within 2 years of starting comedy. I have friends 30 years into the game who have never been on TV, you know, or done their own album or whatever. Like, it runs the gambit of whatever you want to achieve in this, but it starts with consistency. And the supportive network of Hot Breath is there to support comics in that consistency and holding them accountable to actually put in that work on a daily basis. Because if, you know, comedy is a job, and if you want it to be your job, you've got to treat it like one every single day. So you're doing it, Jack. It's just consistency, my friend. You know, you've got the goods. We just got to keep honing them and working them, and you got it for sure, man.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah, I'm running out of lies as well for where I'm going. I'm running out of lies. People think I'm like going off to, like, you know, people think I've got like a mystery girlfriend on the go.
Yeah.
No, I'm not actually having intercourse. It's comedy. I've been seeing on the side.
Your mistress, yes. Hilarious. Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm excited for what the future holds for you, Jack. And I, congratulations,
thank
man.
You
got $100 coming your way.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. And Hot Breathiverse, go forth. Go connect with Jack on Twitter. Let him know how much you enjoyed this interview and offer him some words of encouragement, and help him get a better screen name as well, if you could. But in the meantime, in between time, this whole contest happens every single month in Hot Breath Pro. So if you're interested in leveling up your comedy, writing more jokes, connecting with other positive comedians in this game to help you level up, then go into the description of this episode and click Join Hot Breath Pro, where you can connect with me, Jack, and over 150 other comedians around the world committed to the craft of comedy. And that is this episode, my friends. We will be back next Monday with another Hot Breath podcast. But until then, we'll see you next week on Hot Breath. Hot Breath. This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably.